SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another poll shows President Biden continues to lose ground in the state of New York. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A new Emerson College survey of New York voters finds Joe Biden with only a 7-point lead over Donald Trump in the presidential race. When third-party candidates are included on the ballot, the president's lead is just 6 points. The executive director of Emerson College polling says exit polling shows that independent voters in New York who traditionally vote for Democrats have leaned toward Trump. Greg Clugston, New York.
Former President Donald Trump says his New York trial was just a political persecution. And his attorney, Todd Blanche, says on the NBC Today show, they are going to appeal.
I think the recusal issue is meaningful. I think the statute of limitations, the way that the background of why this case was brought is meaningful. I think that the witnesses, I do not think Michael Cohen should ever be somebody who can be relied upon to convict somebody.
Also at srnnews.com. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying he does not see war with China as being imminent nor unavoidable, despite rapidly escalating tensions.
As long as we're talking, we're able to identify those issues that that are troublesome, and that we want to make sure that that we in place guardrails to ensure that, you know, there are no misperceptions and no miscalculations and, you know, incidents can spiral out of control in a region.
The African National Congress Party has lost its parliamentary majority in a historic election result that puts South Africa now on a new political path for the first time since the end of apartheid 30 years ago. This is SRN News. New study finds sex change operations can lead to suicide.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Samaritan's Purse sending cleanup crews to a number of states that were hit hard by tornadoes in the last week or two. Franklin Graham says, quote, our relief teams are now deployed in a number of communities. We also have Billy Graham Rapid Response Team chaplains on the ground talking to storm victims. He also adds, please pray for these hurting people. This is SRN News. The bodies of a missionary couple killed by gang members in Haiti have now been returned to their families.
Natalie Lloyd's parents announced on Facebook that the remains of their daughter and son-in-law arrived Friday in Kansas City. Natalie and Davy Lloyd's bodies will be taken to their hometown in rural southern Missouri for a funeral Tuesday. Hundreds gathered in Port-au-Prince earlier this week to mourn the death of 47-year-old Haitian Eudes Montes, who was killed in the same attack. The slayings occurred as Port-au-Prince crumbles under the relentless assault of violent gangs that control 80% of the city. Keith Peters reporting.
It was a wild finish on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow for the day gained more than 570 points. S&P up 42. NASDAQ fell 2 points. More details at srnnews.com.